Let's check up on another race for governor on the other side of the country. Deval Patrick made history in several respects. He reclaimed the Massachusetts governor's office for the Democratic Party after 16 years in Republican hands. And he became the first black governor of the Commonwealth. NPR's Michelle Martin is in Boston.
In his victory address at the convention center, Deval Patrick said the real heroes of the day were all those who took a chance on him. College kids who took bus rides home to vote, retirees who volunteered, and
every black man, woman, and child in Massachusetts and America, and every other striver of every race and kind who is reminded tonight that the American dream is for you too.
The line was emblematic of Patrick's approach to the campaign, one that seemed to resonate with voters we met throughout the day. Racial identity was a side note, not a main theme.
Most important issues on my mind. I'm looking for someone that's going to just take care of the state and the people of the state.
That was Alex Levine of Jamaica Plain. He voted for Patrick.
I think that he had the interest of the working citizen more in mind than his predecessors.
Levine is white, but for others, particularly African Americans like Horace Small, Patrick's victory sparked deep emotion.
You know, it was a real special moment for me, and I think a lot of people feel the same way. When you go to Roxbury, when you go to Mattapan, when you go through some of these communities, there's such a level of pride right now that this man is not just going to be governor, he's one of us.
Small, an activist who works in minority neighborhoods, admits at first he thought Patrick's candidacy was mainly symbolic. He is happy to be wrong.
I waited 53 years to finally vote for somebody I wanted to vote for who was going to win.
Small said Patrick's victory was due to several factors, an effective grassroots organization, an inspiring biography and message, and voter fatigue with the state's Republican leadership. The win was decisive. Patrick beat his Republican opponent, Lieutenant Governor Kerry Healy, by 20 percentage points, even though polls showed that on several hot-button issues, like income taxes, crime, and immigration, most Massachusetts voters were closer to Healy than Patrick, like Jim Killian in West Roxbury.
It's just I didn't like his policies. Mostly taxes. And the immigration thing bothered me, too.
Patrick supported offering driver's licenses and in-state tuition rates to undocumented immigrants, which Healy opposed. But for most voters here, Election Day was about what you were for, not against. It was a day of firsts. Esther Davis, who was born in Trinidad, cast her first vote as a citizen.
It was very exciting. It was like I'm building the country. I'm representing my people. I am so excited to do it. It's life-changing.
Michelle Martin, NPR News, Boston.